I'm Rona Tarrant. Bishops from Texas and Mexico have called for solidarity with migrants as a Catholic response to the national emergency declared at the U.S.-Mexico border. At the end of a meeting on immigration issues, the bishops also questioned if the emergency was as urgent as attending to migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. who were forced to wait months to make their claims. The bishops used their meeting to consult with Catholics working on migration issues and the leaders of other faith communities. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen has claimed Trump wanted him to lie about a property deal in Moscow amid his election campaign. In congressional testimony, Cohen said Trump directed covert plans for the skyscraper, even while he denied having any business in Russia. He also said Trump knew about a leak of hacked Democratic emails, calling him a racist, conman and cheat. Trump hit back, saying Cohen was lying in order to reduce his prison time. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bill expanding background checks for all gun sales, including those at gun shows and on the internet. The legislation is the most significant gun control measure to make progress in Congress in more than two decades. The bill is unlikely to be approved in the Senate, while the White House has said Trump's advisors would recommend he veto the bill as it would apply burdensome requirements that were incompatible with the Second Amendment. The Apostolic Nunciature in Ottawa, Ontario, has confirmed that it received a first complaint of sexual misconduct concerning Archbishop Luigi Ventura, the Vatican's ambassador to Canada from 2001 to 2009. Ventura is under investigation for similar allegations in France, where he served as nuncio since 2009. The Holy See's press office said in a statement they learned about the allegations in the media and were waiting the results of the investigation in France. The U.S. Bishops Pro-Life Committee has praised the Trump administration for finalizing its Protect Life rule to prevent funds appropriated under the Title X Family Planning Program from being used in services that include abortion or that make abortion referrals. The Office of Population Affairs published the draft final rule on February 22nd. It's slated to go into effect 60 days after it's published in the Federal Register. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.